and welcome back to the Brigade of Imbeciles podcast, where today we'll be taking a look at Our Flag Means Death, episode 3.
And here's a sneak peek from today's episode.
Wow, 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 wow,
wow. Fuck the cuts. Yeah, and I think this episode is really when the perspectives start to shift when Blackbeard is being introduced. Steed really starts to embody his newfound persona, and he uses that as a driving force, you know, behind his actions. It's still very theatrical, but it's clean in a way.
Yeah, he bases his actions on what his own experiences as landed gentry tell him is the right thing to do. Like, he brings the tapas over, like, he's very hospitable. He formally introduces himself at some, like, hole-in-the-wall bar. And all that ultimately leads him to his death and the death of his crew until Blackbeard comes along and saves his ass. It is our favorite episode of the pre-Blackbeard era.
That's right.
I can literally quote, like, 90% of this episode because I've just watched it so many times. I've watched it probably 30 to 40 times so far, because it's just so funny, so good. It's a good transition between Act 1 and Act 2 of the series.
Yeah.
In between Steed figuring out his foothold in being a gentleman pirate and then transitioning into how to become a pirate with Blackbeard. So if you noticed a lot of the marketing materials before the finale aired actually came from this episode, because there's just so many quotable lines and so many great shots from this episode. We can see how Steed, like in the beginning when Frenchie is drawing what happens because he can't write, we can see Steed testing out to his market audience what the gentleman pirate, what emotions that evokes for Frenchie. He lists the gentleman pirate out alongside Captain Kidd and Blackbeard, and Frenchie's like, never heard of that third one.
Yeah, in a way, I think he's really trying to find his place in the whole, like, piracy world, and he is really going against the grain. I mean, to be so bold to put yourself next to Blackbeard.
Yeah, and it's all about branding.
Yeah, it's all about branding to him. And I think he's actually found quite a good niche. I mean, where else are you going to find such a fancy pirate?
He's even being so bold as to announce that he's landed gentry when he enters Spanish Jackies, but we'll get to that later.
We kind of see him and part of his crew go on to the Republic of Pirates to... Oh, what are you doing there?
Oh my God.
What are you doing there?
Oh my God, Piss. So Steed forgets that they still have one hostage left and they have to figure out what to do with him. He doesn't want to kill him. He doesn't want to cut off his limbs and make his back into a table like Frenchie so eloquently suggests. He decides to sell him. Buttons suggests the Republic of Pirates.
Such a capitalist way of thinking about your hostage.
And I guess they don't need the money, but why not, you know? And I mean, Steed doesn't want to kill him. He wants to rise above it. He wants the gentleman pirate to rise above the killing. And that leads into Jim and Oluwande's backstory and why they're on the run and who they're trying to avoid.
Yeah, so we see Steed dressed in all white to really stand out from the other pirates as he goes into the Republic of Pirates and Lucius as well. And
so cute that they have matching outfits.
He just has like backups for Lucius.
Exactly.
So, and immediately Lucius is like traumatized.
And it's hilarious because there's like the running joke that the Republic of Pirates has already been gentrified. So once again, we see like this use of modern language where there's gentrification, there's like gift shops in the Republic of Pirates, and it wasn't what it used to be. And with this newfound confidence and this new persona that he's trying to embrace, he's just like hopping around. He's like, I've never felt more at home. Isn't it great being amongst proper maniacs? And Lucius is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like trying to debut his new identity to a group of people that are so...
He's part of the gentrification because he's being a tourist in the Republic of Pirates. He's literally getting Lucius to like sketch him and the hostage next to this dead body. And he's like so authentic, you know?
Yeah.
That really ties into the gentrification of the Republic of Pirates.
And Steed kind of like goes around trying to sell his hostage, but ends up in a way almost prostituting his hostage.
Yeah.
And he's completely unaware of that.
His crew are like, oh my God, let's not hang around this guy. And they're like immediately abandoning him. So we see that he is pure or innocent in a sense. Like, his mind doesn't go to prostitution. When the man approaches him thinking he's a prostitute, he's like, I'm no prostitute, mate. And he's just offended by that insinuation. But he makes it so... he's literally saying, come buy my booty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to know that it sounds a bit off.
And Lucius, who's like, he's so young. I mean, he's literally called boy for so much of the show. And he's like, it's clear what is happening. He's trying to stop Steed from like whoring himself out, basically. And then we go to Spanish Jackie's and we delve deeper into...
I mean, there's kind of a parallel narrative that's going on at Spanish Jackie's, right? We see how Lucius is trying to introduce Steed into the world of piracy and his big debut. Yeah, and we kind of see Oluwande and we kind of see Jim back in their past, essentially, where Jim is offended by the low bounty offered for their head.
And how Oluwande is trying really hard to get Jim to let it go.
Yeah.
Because Spanish Jackie, who's played by Leslie Jones, is kind of a maniac.
With 19 husbands.
Meanwhile, Steed is trying but failing to sell his hostage. And he is also failing to gain the respect of his fellow maniacs until Izzy comes along and Izzy tries to get him. Izzy has been sent by Blackbeard. Izzy doesn't explicitly tell Steed that his boss is Blackbeard. He just says that my boss wants to see you. And Geraldo, who's played by Fred Armisen, he kind of shits his pants a little bit. Like, he sees Steed stand up to Izzy. I mean, Steed is always rude to Izzy. Steed fucking hates Izzy. And the respect that Geraldo has for Steed comes from that interaction. Him standing up to Izzy and telling Izzy to, like, fuck off.
Yeah, I think I really love, like, the side of Steed that Izzy brings out, which is so different from his gentlemanly self. You know?
Completely different.
Yeah, he is so hostile towards Izzy. He's, like, he's ready to go at him and, like, you know, he's throwing hands almost.
And he tells his boss to go suck eggs in hell. And of course, Blackbeard can't ignore that.
Yeah, it's almost alluring.
Finally, somebody doesn't suck up to him.
Yeah.
So in a way, Izzy really brought them together by not telling Steed who his boss was and just like causing havoc in that sense. Izzy is the reason why Ed and Steed are together.
He's the matchmaker.
Yeah, exactly. And one of my favorite running jokes throughout the series, or at least for this episode, is how Geraldo is obsessed with balls. Like, the moment he opens his mouth, he's talking about how huge Oluwande's balls must be, Titanic balls to show his face. He talks about Steed having balls for days after he sees him stand up to Jackie and stand up to Izzy.
Yeah, which Steed finds so validating. He's like, yes, balls for days.
And then at the very end, he's talking about how Jackie is the smartest and the greatest of them all, and she has the biggest balls of them all. So funny.
And I also love how Spanish Jackie just has like random variations of alcohol simmered with the body parts of those who have crossed her.
It's a very interesting decor, you know?
Yeah.
And she also has random dead bodies.
Just lying around.
Yeah, like, I wonder how she mummifies them. It's like, I want to know her secrets.
Yeah, it must kind of stink.
Maybe she soaks them first and then the wine and the blood is actually drained from those bodies.
Yeah, so going back to Steed's gentleman pirate persona, I mean, I think it's so fitting that he serves tapas when being brought onto the Spanish vessel.
He really thinks of everything. So polite.
So hospitable. I think it's almost quite fitting that the first time Blackbeard actually encounters Steed is when Steed is literally on his dying breath. Like,
he's like on the brink of death. And like, Blackbeard's like hovering over him and Steed fights through the death to be like surprised at the fact that somebody has heard of him.
Yeah.
Has
and
heard
he
of the gentleman pirate.
He doesn't even know who he is. It's just like...
just a handsome man looking down at him.
It's just the validation that he's happy
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And that also brings out the surface level material branding that he's trying to like use that as a crutch as he's finding his footing as the gentleman pirate.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I mean, like, even after being betrayed by the Spanish, you can still see that Steed is such a gentle person. You know, he asks like, did you mean to do that?
As when the fella stabs him in the fucking gut.
Like, of course he meant to do that.
He's so funny.
And Steed was so ready to agree when Jim said, like, you're the worst fucking pirate captain in history.
Like, those are his last words. And he, like, admits to his inadequacies. He admits that he just is so insecure. And he is the reason that his crew are, like, about to die. He just readily admits that. And the juxtaposition between how he acts as the gentleman pirate and the, like, actual pirates who are betraying him, who are fighting over a deal and breaking nose jars, like, that's a huge juxtaposition. I mean, he's, like, on the floor trying to pick up noses. So we see that his gentleman pirate persona doesn't really work out when he's doing it all alone.
Yeah, and I think this episode is really when the perspectives start to shift when Blackbeard is being introduced.
We see things now from Ed's point of view and how the things that made Steed an idiot in the first three episodes.
It's almost charming.
Because of how refreshing Steed's idiosyncrasies are.
Exactly, he's fascinated by this man. Steed really starts to embody his newfound persona and he uses that as a driving force, you know, behind his actions. It's still very theatrical, but it's clean in a way.
Yeah, he bases his actions on what his own experiences as landed gentry tell him is the right thing to do. Like, he brings the tapas over, like, he's very hospitable. He formally introduces himself at some like hole in the wall bar, and all that ultimately leads him to his death and the death of his crew until Blackbeard comes along and saves his ass.
Well sussed.
And now some fun facts. In Spanish Jackies, there are some men who have SJ, including Geraldo, carved into their cheeks. You can see at the table that she's sitting at, there's a man sitting on her left who also has the same scars. So those are probably Jackie's husbands.
She's like branding them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like cattle.
And Leslie Jones also went on Seth Meyers a couple of weeks ago to talk about her role as Spanish Jackie. And she was saying how great the direction was for her character, about how Jackie doesn't go to people, people go to Jackie. And she just had such a great time being a pirate, being Spanish Jackie. And something that I noticed from the scene where Steed and Lucius were trying to negotiate a deal with the pirates playing cards was that Nathan Fode, who plays Lucius, was trying so hard not to laugh when Steed goes, "Aha!" And then when the pirates are fighting, you can see the rubber knife bending in the wood. And then you cut to the next shot and they're using that knife to stab each other.
As usual, we'll be wrapping up today's episode with one favorite quote per person.
This is so difficult.
And this was very difficult because, like we've established, we love this episode.
Okay, to be fair, I slipped in quite a few quotes in this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I think you've already. No, I think for me, it's quite straightforward. It's Man for Sale.
Classic.
Classic. It's a classic. And to be honest, some days I wake up with Man for Sale just like ringing in my head. And it's like a siren call for me to just watch episode 3.
Man for Sale! Man for Sale!
I can't even decide. I can't decide what's my favorite quote.
Okay, so knife to your nose. You have to pick one. What will you pick?
Okay. Okay, so I think I'm gonna go with the scene where Steed is in front of Spanish Jackies with the hostage and Lucius. And he goes, "Lucius, come and sketch us in front of this. So authentic. Look tortured." And his face after that line is the most beautiful face I've ever seen. Like, I don't know how Reese does it, but he makes the best facial expressions.
He's so good.
It is hilarious. He makes the stupidest face as if Lucius is about to take a photograph. But Lucius has to freaking sketch them. It's so good.
You have to sketch us in front of this. It's so authentic. Look tortured.
So join us next week when we talk about episode 4 and how Ed changes the dynamic and brings us into act 2.
See ya.
Bye.